Hello, my friends, and happy, happy Sunday. So, this Sunday, I'll be continuing with my 52 lists for happiness journal. This week, our list 44 through 46. I'm also going to talk about a few life updates, not anything, you know, tragic, but just a few life updates, and, you know, get caught up. So get your coffee or your tea, sit back, get comfortable, and let's chat. Today, I'm going to get it right. Today, I'm going to be talking about what's going to be happening after the 52 list journal, how I've also been continuing my daily positive affirmations. I've also started reading the Bible every day through this women's Bible app, which I've linked. Talking about my September break, and also starting the happiness planner in my law of attraction box, which I captured a picture of that in what I posted on Friday, and I'm linking that as well. So, and before I go on, are you all like in a state where it feels like You baking in an oven? Because let me tell you something. The DMV, which is District, Maryland, Virginia, which is the area I'm in, Saturday was 101 degrees. Sunday, about the same. Monday, dipping back down to 98. But I am telling you, it is so hot outside. You cannot think straight. I have been so tired. Like, I have zero energy. I think Saturday I slept most of the day away. I have no energy. So, you know, I'm trying to get right, but I know a good part of it is the heat and the reason why I've been having headaches and things like that. Just a good part of it is the heat. But anyway, let's get into this. So, I know last week I talked about the 52 list journal and what my thoughts were and how, you know, I just wasn't really feeling it per se. This week, the lists are actually pretty good. Last week, I just didn't see the point. But, you know, I would say this. If you want to try it, try it. I say if you're trying to get out of the state that you're in and you want to be happy, you will try anything. And this is one of those things that can be used as a tool. So while I didn't 100% like it, it doesn't mean that it won't work for something else, for someone else. But after this, you know, I think I'm going to take a break for a while and maybe, you know, curate some subject matter to talk about on Sundays before I move on to my law of attraction box, because I actually need to go through that box and read it first and see if I can adapt it to this podcast. So that's what's happening after the journal. Then what I've been doing this week, or for the past, let's say, 2 weeks now, is I have been doing like daily affirmations. After my review on the 365 affirmations, what I did was I created like a list of just three affirmations a day. And I did like a week one, week two, week three. I did them for AM and for PM. And each morning, you know, I would, you know, I repeat them over and over again, you know, and then in the PM, I do the same thing. Sometimes I can't always do AM and PM, but as long as I get one done, you know, I'm still working on that. I also write them in my planner so I can see them. So I just have them all around me, which helps me get motivated, which helps me get moving, and helps, you know, me basically, you know, get through my day and my task. It's definitely a really, really good tool to help you. Also, I again, spoke about this maybe a week ago. I downloaded a woman's Bible app because I wanted to start doing daily devotionals, which I still read every day. Sometimes the weekends I skip, but I do a daily devotional. Within that, though, you know, it's the Bible, so it's all the chapters, and it kind of breaks them down to you. And so I'm still in Psalms because for some reason that's the one. I mean, they all relate, but that's the one that's relatable to me. It's the one I remember from a child. So I'm just working it like chapter through chapter. I try to get through one a day. Sometimes one doesn't work. But as long as I can get through a chapter a day, two or three chapters, I'm moving and grooving. But if I can get through one a day, it's awesome. So I'm also continuing with that. And it's just, I mean, it's really helping me to be a better person, to try to be more understanding, to not be so quick to jump to the wrong conclusion. I'm just trying to mellow out, y'all, because I don't need to carry guilt and anger with me. That's like baggage, and I don't need to keep that on me. I need to get rid of that. So I'm doing all of these things just to help me be a better me. So also, September break. Oh, man, we're almost at August. We're at the cusp of my break. I haven't even planned out what I'm going to do, but most of what I want to do is rest. So that is what I'm planning to do for September. I would love to go somewhere, but I don't know. Wine country, somewhere. I am going to do something. I'm stressed out for things that I don't need to be stressed out about. And everyone needs a change of environment and just to be away for a while to refresh. And lastly, the Law of Attraction box is designed to use positive affirmation to attract good, positive things to you. And it's really nice. It's beautiful. It comes with some worksheets, some cards to display, a little wooden block to display your cards, a little ink pen, one plain journal, and one journal with exercises in it to work through and I guess use these, you know, in your daily life or to continue your daily journey in bringing those positive vibes and using positive affirmation as in sayings or quotes to attract that to you, which is why it's called the Law of Attraction. So I cannot wait to get started in that. I've been looking forward to that. I've been promising myself as a treat that I would get myself a journal through the Happiness Planner or some kind of planner or calendar for the past year. And it was time for a treat, and that was my treat. So now we're going to get into these next three lists, which is the 52 lists for happiness, list number 44 through 46. So 44 says to list the gifts you want to give others through actions, words, and what you can make. And my response is spending more time with my dad. You know, and that's in a lot of my mantras or list or what I want to do because I missed a lot of time with him and spending time with him due to his significant other. And I know in the back of my head that I shouldn't let anyone else keep me from seeing him or being with him, but she made it really difficult and not so pleasant to want to spend that time. And that's a whole nother post and a whole nother thing that I'm not going to get into right now. That's just, it is what it is. So I don't want to say I'm trying to make up for lost time. I just didn't see him on a regular basis. So now I'm trying to make sure that I see him once a week and talk to him every other day just to make sure, check in, make sure he's doing okay. Next is mentoring. I think I have the capacity to mentor. It's one of those things that I've thought about, and I think I can make a difference. So mentoring, volunteering. I've always wanted to volunteer my time at some of these pet shelters. And it's my fault because I have not carved out a particular time frame to do it in. So volunteering, sending handwritten notes to family. I mean, there ain't nothing like a handwritten note. So I don't know, every other month or maybe every 3 months, I would love to just get everybody's addresses and check in. Yeah, I know you can call, you can text, you could do all that stuff, but sending them a beautiful handwritten note on a postcard or on some pretty stationery goes a really long way. Hand make all my Christmas gifts. Now that's very ambitious, but I wanted to do this like 2, maybe 3 years ago. I'm like, I'm going to make really big knitted blankets, customize them and do different patterns, but that just never came to be. But then I realized that you don't have to really make anything like a complicated blanket. It could be some pretty flower pressed stationery. It could be some of the work that I've been doing with the wooden beads. It could be that. It could be a piece of art. But something handmade is, I mean, to say that here's a little gift for you and I made it, that speaks volumes. So take action is, let's get to work. Don't worry, this is happy work. Start a craft project to give to a friend, write a letter, or plan a fun-filled friend date. Seeking to make someone else happy makes you happy, and seeing you happy makes them happy. So it's pay it forward. If I do something good for you, you're going to want to return that favor. And in returning that favor, it brings out those feelings, those endorphins of happiness and doing good. So that I get, I understand this is a pretty straightforward situation, and it does make you think about some of the things that you can do for people, like a craft, or well, what can you do to brighten someone else's day? Because by you taking that action and brightening someone else's day, you make yourself feel happy. So I get that. Okay, moving on. List number 45 says to list the things, people, and experiences you want to say yes to. This is only the tip of the iceberg. There are so many, but I figured that could be something for another time. So I listed traveling out of the country. I have never traveled out of the country, and that would be quite an experience. Singing in the choir or joining a women's group. I sang in a choir before my daughter was born and up until she was a certain age, but with those time constraints and raising, you know, a child, you know, as a solo parent, I just did not have the time to devote to that. But I think it would be an excellent way to get your thoughts out, to get your ideas out, to just check in with women or peers in or around your same age group to find out, am I the only one that's going through this? So that's just always a good way to fellowship. Taking more college courses, which that's a time issue. If I had the time, oh my goodness, my plate would be full. Learning to woodwork. And I've talked about this before, like learning how to woodwork would be just an awesome thing to learn how to do. I think just learning how to make something with your hands, and you can say, you know, I made that, I learned this skill, and it challenged me. So that is just awesome. To take action in this is, do you ever hold yourself back from an experience that could bring you happiness? Try saying yes to one thing that is a little outside your comfort zone this week and see how this feels. I understand the premise is to do these things every week, but when I do something from this journal, it's a month or two down the road because my weekdays don't give me enough time because I work a 40-hour work week. By the time I come home, it's enough time to eat, maybe do yoga. I've been slacking on that. Prep for the next day, go to bed and sleep, wake up, repeat. It's really no time to do any of these things. If that's something that you have to specifically set aside time for, and right now my energy level is not where I need it to be. So it's one of those things that, yeah, I'm going to get to doing all of these things at some point, and I will. And it's something to put on like a to-do, a future to-do list, or big things popping list, or, you know, something like that to get me motivated to want to try to do these things. And lastly, is list 46, which asks to list one achievement, big or small, every day this week. I can do that. So I've listed 5 for Monday through Friday. Monday, reading AM and PM devotionals. I mean, it's not just Monday. I do them every day. reading one Bible chapter for Tuesday. And again, it's not just one day. I do them every day. Getting through with two rounds of meetings. Meetings at work, you know how you got something, everyone's got something that they don't like. Some people hate doing laundry. Some people hate cleaning. Some people hate mowing the lawn. I hate meetings. I know hate is such a strong word, but I have so much anxiety whenever there's a meeting, the to-do, the people making a big deal out of nothing, kissing all this tail to these attendees, and it doesn't really benefit us in any way. And then it's all of this extra because apparently I haven't been at my job for 20 years, and I don't know what I'm talking about when I say you don't need that many. You only need to order for 25. Oh, we're going to have this many people. No, you're not. You're only going to have this many. This is a comfortable number. But hey, I haven't been doing my job for all of these years for nothing. I don't know what I'm doing, apparently. But I'm getting off task there. But just getting through those days. And it's classic at work where we have two in one day. And everybody knows my schedule. They know what I can handle and what I can't. But they consistently lean on me and have two and three meetings a day at the same time with everyone doing catering. And it's real inconsiderate. And most of the time I just overlook it because that comes along with the territory, but it doesn't mean that I like it anymore or I hate it less. It's just one of those things that I don't like. So the fact that I got through that day, that's an achievement. All right. Next, which would be Thursday, is making a home cooked meal. I actually made two home cooked meals from the Food Network magazine this week, and I'm proud because, again, this is in lieu of a HelloFresh, because I don't knock it. It's for busy people. It's for people that don't have time. But for me, it's not practical, and it doesn't save me any money. And I need to save money. I need more servings. I need more flexibility. So the recipes that I made got us through this week and then some. So that's an achievement. Stayed on track with the blog work. I usually get behind, and I post Sunday, Wednesday, Friday, and I always get behind on my in-between days where I'm supposed to be working, and I end up having to do something else because life happens. But this week, because this is focusing on last week because it's Sunday, I got everything done. I put it in on my calendar. I planned it. I stayed on task. I got it done, and I'm happy about that. I can, you know, roll around in the roses, hey. So take action. Valuable. Take pride in your choices, efforts, and achievements, whether they are as simple as getting out of bed or as complex as solving world hunger. Use the blank list, and this is something that only if you had the book would you know, but it's basically saying use the back of this book to start a second list to list the achievements that make you feel good about yourself and good about life. So achievements are great. It's like a win. I love making lists. I love crossing stuff off my list. It's the best feeling in the world to have tasks that you know you need to achieve, to lay out a plan, and to complete them. It's just something that does. It just makes you feel so good because it's like, I can do this. Things are more manageable than what I give them credit for, and I can do it and get it done, and it's awesome. So that is going to do it for this week. Again, I've listed in the post the links to everything that I've been talking about, so you can go back and check some of these things out for yourself. I always try to link back to the websites. But I'm going to close my chat session. I'll be back next Sunday to continue this list of journal entries because we're getting close. We have 46, four more to go, and I may try to do them all. I don't know how ambitious I'm feeling. I don't know, but I'm just antsy to get through it so I can relax for a bit and just move on to some loose and some fun subject matter, as I talked about when this journal was over, that I did not quite know what I wanted to do, but I want to get through it and move on to some other things. So thanks so much for listening. Thank you for visiting Life by Waiitha today. Don't forget to like, follow, or join the family and subscribe. I would love to have you come back, you know, and visit with me for a while. On that note, have a great week. Have a positive week. And as I always say, know thyself.